there and welcome to this month's House Price Report with me, Lisa Fenter.
And myself, David Marshall.
Where David's going to talk to us a little bit more about what he's found in the last few months, looking back at some of the data and the statistics. Welcome, Dave. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So can you just give us a quick summary of some of the main findings that you've got?
At the risk of being terribly boring, it's been something of a continuation of what we've seen in recent months. The number of homes selling continues to rise. Sales in the 3 months to July were up by 28% annually. We're seeing more homes achieving home report valuation. Selling times have quickened a little bit, and we're also starting to see more homes coming onto the market as well, which is heartening. We've been saying for a few months now that with market activity on the rise on the buyer side, we would expect to see the number of sellers coming onto the market rising, and that's really starting to happen now. If you just look at the 3 months between May and July, the number of homes for sale, or a number of homes coming onto the market rather, rose by 17% annually, and that's obviously important because you need that balance between supply and demand for a healthy market.
So can you tell us what the main changes were?
I think the main change over the last month has been that increase in the rate of supply of homes to the market. Earlier in the year, we were seeing a very sharp rise in the number of homes selling as more buyers were coming back, particularly among the first-time buyer and buy-to-let investor segments. But we're also now starting to see more homes coming onto the market, which is obviously good news for the long-term health of the market, if you like. I think you quite often hear people talking about pent-up demand in the market. We've heard that a lot over the last 4 or 5 years, but it's important to bear in mind there's also pent-up supply, if you like. A lot of people who maybe didn't have to move, you know, they weren't under pressure to make a move, delayed doing so until a time when the market was healthier. And so we're now starting to see those people coming back, putting their homes up for sale. And the more people see for sale boards going up and coming down in short order, and the more they see house prices remaining stable or inching up slightly, the more that should happen. And like I say, that's certainly good news for the long-term health of the market, because clearly what you don't want is a scenario like what you see in London in the southeast, where I think, as we've mentioned before, the rate of house price inflation is essentially unsustainable. You certainly wouldn't want to see that over the long term.
No, definitely not. Well, that's good news. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the areas that you've seen the most change then in?
An interesting one just now is Marchmont and Brunsfield, where if you look at the latest figures, the average house price has risen by just over 13% on an annual basis. Interestingly, if we go back to the figures earlier in the year, we saw a similar situation in Stockbridge and Cumley Bank, where annual inflation was at just over the 10% mark. And we said at the time what we were seeing was a short-term imbalance between supply and demand. Essentially, demand was outstripping supply. Homes were selling more quickly than they were coming onto the market. And just going back to what I said earlier, that doesn't tend to be prolonged. Inevitably, as homeowners and potential sellers see the health of the market improve, they're tempted back. And if you now look at the Stockbridge Cumley Bank figures, inflation has come back down to a much more moderate level of around 4%. And we'd expect to see a similar picture in Marchmont and Brunsfield. Certainly, you would not expect to see inflation continue at the high rate we've seen this month. I think that is perhaps more likely to be a short-term blip, as it were, rather than the beginning of a long-term trend.
Great. Well, that's kind of positive to see a change in buyers' and sellers' behaviours with that sort of thing. But just the last thing I thought we could talk about was the offers over that you touched on earlier.
Yes, we've alluded to this before. Obviously, offers over used to be the sort of most popular way, if you like. It was almost the standard way to sell your home in Scotland, was to market it at offers over and then welcome offers above that level. In a city like Edinburgh, you would typically find that the selling price of property achieved would be maybe 20 or 25% above the asking price back at in the sort of boom period of the market, if you like. After the economic downturn, there was a shift away from that. A lot more people advertised their home at either fixed price or offers around. But now, with the market starting to improve again, we're seeing a lot more homes for sale at offers over. So I think that as much as anything, I think, gives you a good indication of the level of confidence felt by sellers. I think one important caveat to that, though, is that the premiums, that the amount people are paying offer, the amount people are paying over that asking price is not as great as it was at that boom period. In Edinburgh now, for example, the average premium being paid on an offers over property is around the 8% mark. And obviously the fact that the Home Report has a valuation figure in there, I think has gone some way to perhaps limit the practice which we once saw, where people would quite often be tempted to set quite a low asking price to attract sellers to their property and then look to sort of drive that up. The fact that you have that independent valuation there in the Home Report has perhaps helped to ensure that asking prices are more in line with the ultimate selling price that property achieves.
That's a very good explanation. Thank you for doing that.
My pleasure.
So that's all for this week. Catch up with us again next month, where we'll be looking back at August. So have a great festival period and see you then.
Bye.